Hey Wanderers, and welcome back to Outlaws Wanted. Last time, the crew of the Honor gave chase to Chaos after repairing their ship. They found Chaos on an island surrounded by a tall wall with a tower in the middle. He was battered and enraged, but before they could kill him, the ocean began to vomit up all the chaos it held, forcing the crew to make a mad dash up the tower. Before they could reach the top, Gyla, Vika, and Mal were tripped up by unformed chaotic creatures. Lucy pulled the creatures off of them and stayed back to keep the monsters at bay, while the rest of the crew returned to the physical realm. As I said last time, all of you have the feeling of sinking but backwards as you're pulled through thick liquid back to the real world. You find yourselves back in your bodies, kind of off balance and confused. It's a little bit disorienting to find yourself suddenly back in a real place. And it is not helped by the fact that you see two familiar people in the room with you, Camilla and Ivana, who both are looking battered, both have one gold eye. And all around them, though, surrounding this entire room, almost like it is an encompassing dome of just constantly shifting tendrils and flesh, chaos is swirling all around you. And in the center, you see the familiar face of Chaos, still beaten, still bloodied, looking mad with rage as he is darting straight towards Camilla and Ivana.
Can I bind him with harmony powers?
You can try, but first, Malcolm, Gyla, and Sully, make me an investigation check.
That'll be a 10.
8.
11.
All right, so, Malcolm, this is a little bit disorientating for you, but not too bad. As you all blink around, at first the world seemed pretty normal, but as you look harder, you realize that you're kind of almost crossing your eyes, they're going unfocused, as one eye is seeing Chaos in his true form, and the other is seeing the man that is the, like, avatar or puppet of Chaos. All around you, so as you look out at this, with the one eye, you can, yes, see all of the writhing flesh that's just surrounding this whole room, but in the other, you can see Chaos in his true form, which is not dissimilar. This malformed creature of new forming and breaking tentacles, this, like, impossible to comprehend, this constantly shifting creature of new limbs that break and fall off and regrow, as this is the thing that skitters towards your two friends, who for the first time you now see as if they are in the room with you in the cognitive realm. All right, now what's everyone doing?
I'm trying to bind Chaos with harmony energy.
Gotcha.
Are we back in the physical world?
We're kind of like one foot in each. We're like half in the cognitive realm, half in the physical world, I think.
One eye is seeing one, the other eye is seeing the other. You're seeing chaos in both forms.
Okay.
I just want to understand this more because I feel like I'm not visualizing this right. Okay, so we've got portal. We just went through the portal. Is chaos between us and Camilla and Ivana?
He is moving towards them. No, he also went through the portal, moving towards
them. Yeah, that's what I mean. Is it portal, us,
oh,
chaos,
yes,
Ivana, and...
Yes.
Okay,
correct.
Okay.
You got it.
And then he is surrounded by this... I can't see the cognitive realm stuff, but he's surrounded by, like, black writhing.
In the real world, basically what it is every bit of, like, chaotic infection that has happened in Avis is all just trying to kill Ivana and Camilla.
But I can still see him, right?
You can see that. No, you can see all of that. What you can't see is, like, in the cognitive realm, his form, which is, like, this shifting and twisting monster that's growing and losing limbs constantly.
Gotcha. Vi is going to, I think when she gets through the portal, it's like a brief stumble. And then she is just like gonna keep running towards him and keep taking shots.
Okay. Malcolm and Jyla.
Yeah, I think Mal is just doing the same as Vi, keeping up with her, trying to get up to Camilla and Ivana.
So moving isn't an action. You have to do something. So like if you look at the list of moves, you're doing one of those moves, and just walking isn't an action.
Okay, I guess then shooting. He's going to be shooting at Chaos.
Cool.
I think Jyla is going to try to team up with Sully and fight via the Harmony powers.
Cool. All right, everyone make me those rolls.
14. I'm really glad because, like, Sully's been not having Harmony powers this entire arc, and the first time he gets to use them, it's just, like, a brick wall right in front of Chaos.
I rolled a 5.
Oh, no.
I mean, this is what Carmi's good at, or this is what Sully's good at. Well, that was a Freudian slip.
And I got an 11.
12.
Vika and Mal, you're both running towards Chaos, trying to like catch up with him before he reaches Ivana and Camilla. They both turn in total shock, seeing you running towards them as Chaos is just like beelining towards them, like no longer even attempting to use weapons, just his arm slowly melting into just a club to smash across to them. You're both taking shots, and Vika, your shots are hitting perfect, right? Just like center mass, you know, in the words of Archer, right in the bullseye, right? Just pounding into Chaos as he's running and not slowing. Malcolm, as you fire, you have the odd sensation of both in the physical realm, you can see yourself shooting, and in the cognitive realm, you can see just like beams of light firing from you and blasting limbs and chunks off of Chaos's true form as this beast turns and writhes and faces the two of you, being the most prevalent threat. It begins to flail towards you, but then you can see, like, actually, Sully, tell me what this looks like. What does this binding look like, both in the cognitive realm and in the real world?
In the real world, I think Chaos gets this, like, golden shimmer around him, and it kind of, like, restricts his shape changing. Like, it's making him much less chaotic of a form. You know, it's trying to smooth out the edges. How I imagine it in the cognitive realm is it's just, like, thousands upon thousands of, like, ropes that keep binding his tentacles, and as soon as they disintegrate, a new one pops up where, like, the new tentacle comes in, where it's, like, each one is continually being pinned, even if it tries to shapeshift out of it.
Gotcha. All right, so when you do that, you think to yourself, like, oh, yeah, great. Like, that'll definitely draw attention onto me. And then you feel Jyla's presence next to you, assisting with this binding. You see, instead of Chaos's eyes locking on you, the person who you're used to kind of him wanting to kill so badly, they lock onto Jyla, a new threat. And you can feel him straining against these binds, no longer focusing on Camilla and Ivana, but rather trying to rush towards Jyla. Meanwhile, the room that's been shifting and moving around you, I mean, the ground, the ceiling, the walls, all of this shifting black mass suddenly starts to just split off these, like, similar to what you were seeing in Chaos's domain when, like, he was bleeding and just monsters were forming up out of the blood. Just like that, these, like, little creatures that barely form and kind of grow as they hit the ground and start tearing their way towards Ivana and Camilla, who both stand and start shooting and cutting, trying to keep these things off of them. They are both battered and tired. What is everyone doing?
I am pulling out my particle axe to go toe-to-toe, sounds like.
So you're ready, like, you're readying yourself, like, physical world to, like, try to fend off Chaos? Okay, perfect.
I am doing everything to hurt him in the cognitive realm, like, in a defensive way to protect Jyla, you know, like...
Okay.
I don't think Chaos is going to fight fair, so I am doing everything to make him fight fair.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
It does, yep.
Vi is doing everything in the physical realm to take out Chaos by just shooting the crap out of him.
And I think Mal's right with her doing the same. Like, while he can see into the cognitive realm and see the stuff his shots are doing, he doesn't feel like he has control over that, so he's focusing on what he can do.
All right, everyone make me them rolls.
14.
Okay,
I got an 8.
7.
13. We're shooting good.
Go physical realm.
I am worried about one thing I just want to make a note on. Like, Chaos has a health bar, but I'm also honoring roles that are not great to be, like, where his focus is shifting, if that makes sense. So, like, people in the physical, doing purely physical damage, don't feel that you are doing nothing just because he's not engaging with you as directly. And also other stuff's about to happen, so it's okay. So, Chaos breaks free of the bounds set on him by Sully. Not totally to the point where he can, like, oh, I'm just fine now, and he immediately lunges towards Dryla. But it's, like, enough that he's beginning to, like, take steps, and, like, you can see his arms again extending into these clubs as he rushes towards Dryla. And Dryla, you and him begin, like, you know, trading blows and parries as you're trying to, like, fend him off. You're feeling more and more the fact that you are very physically exhausted, near dying, and fighting for your life against a creature that is supernatural and very angry. Meanwhile, you can see chunks of him flying off and hitting the ground as the two people with guns, Vika and Malcolm, are expertly carving pieces off of him. But each chunk that flies off falls on the floor and begins sprouting up into either some kind of horrible octopus or dragon or crab. All of these unworldly and, like, Lovecraftian creatures just start forming up as you're blasting chunks off of him. Meanwhile, in the cognitive realm, Sully, kind of almost, like, blow for blow as Dryla is parrying, you're attempting to, like, cut off arms and parry tentacles with, like, you know, whatever effect you want that to be, trying to keep Chaos at bay. Meanwhile, you hear a shout and look over, and basically Ivana and Camilla are having to, like, actively fall back as this entire room is forming monsters and throwing them at them faster than they can kill them. And, like, Vika and Malcolm, you're, like, getting bumped into as Camilla and Ivana are now basically standing shoulder to shoulder with you, just cutting at a tidal wave of chaos. What does everyone do?
So in the physical world, are we surrounded?
Yeah, like, in the physical world, yeah. Like, the whole room is, like, forming up into monsters and trying to kill you. Yeah,
That's all I can see, so... Yeah, my focus is still on Chaos. I think Vi has, like, super tunnel vision and is just, like, firing shot after shot after shot. She doesn't notice these things springing up, because I assume that is, I can see something of that, or I could, in the physical realm, like, things, chunks falling off.
Yeah, these monsters are physical. These monsters are physical.
Oh, I thought that was just in the cognitive. Anyway, okay.
No. Physically, this room is trying to kill you.
No, I under... Okay. Anyway, point being, I don't think she sees that. It's just like...
No, I understand. You have tunnel vision.
Shot after shot after shot after shot.
So, what I want Mal to do this time is... So you said Mal can see kind of like one eye in each realm, right?
Mm-hmm.
He is going to close his eye to the physical realm, looking purely into the cognitive realm.
Oh, yeah, cool.
And try to find... He's going to try to find some kind of weakness. Like, he's going to try to find some kind of weakness to point out to Vi, to be like, hey, aim there, even though she can't see it. He's going to try to direct her aim to where it would hit him hardest in the cognitive realm.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Nice.
Dryla and Sully.
Sully, I have a stupid idea. You want to join me?
I am very worried, since you never consider your ideas stupid.
Well, this one is particularly bad. Can you shield us?
Yes, I don't like where this is going.
Right, okay. Dryla is... So she's been parrying with her axe with Chaos.
Mm-hmm.
What she wants to do is, like, run up to him and stick an explosive on him and back up behind a Harmony shield.
Ooh, I really like that. Yeah, go ahead.
So if it wasn't clear, I was doing help a friend.
Yeah.
and I got a 10.
I got a 10. Thank goodness.
I also got a 10.
Thank goodness.
I want to flavor this instead of just like having a giant shield. Like Gyla has like bomb crew harmony armor looking like in the cognitive realm.
Oh yeah, I like that. That's cool.
Like whatever, like the platonic ideal of what Gyla would wear to keep herself safe, which is probably a space onesie tied at the waist and a tank top. But it's glowy. It's like translucently gold.
Okay.
I already added the camaraderie, by the way. I added the one that we carry forward, and then Vi has one she can use now if she needs it.
Perfect, because that means I got a 10.
Nice.
Yay. Yeah, so Gyla goes up and sticks it at him and backs up and is like, you got a little something there?
All I can imagine is that scene from Pirates of the Caribbean where they stuck a bomb in the guy, like the skeleton, then pushed him backwards so he turned into a person again. Oh. Like, that is what I'm seeing as chaos. Just like,
no fair.
real quick, after Vi lands her shot, Mal's gonna say to her, nice shot. See, I've got your back, and I'm gonna keep having your back. We're a team. Are you with us now? Do you see we're all in this together?
Okay, so this is what happens. This is how this plays out, right? Vika, you start aiming a shot, and you're like taking a second to aim. You feel Malcolm's hand land on your shoulder, and all of a sudden, you feel like this weird splitting like sense of what's it called,
like double vision,
no, vertigo, that's the word that I used before, vertigo, as suddenly you can see halfway into the cognitive realm, and now this creature that at once seemed very small before you, that just kind of had extended arms and was trying to club at Gyla, now you can see him in his true form and are able to find like weak points to target your fire at, which is now also appearing in the cognitive realm. Meanwhile, Chaos turns towards you now that he's taking, like, significant physical damage from you. And Gyla, you find this, like, moment of opportunity to rush up and stick a bomb on his body, shielded by Sully. And right at that moment, right, so you're able to run up, put that bomb on, skip backwards, and there's an explosion as Chaos is ripped apart in the physical realm. Right then, as Malcolm says his line to you, you turn around and look at him and see him be grabbed by the shifting room and pulled away as Ivana and Camilla are no longer able to keep Chaos at bay. And he, you know, took a moment to not be defending you to help you with this shot. Sully and Gyla, in front of you, you feel this odd sensation as what is in the cognitive realm and what is in the physical realm begins to merge. Chaos is laying on the ground, and like I said before, as he like bleeds black all over the ground, you can see creatures forming up, but also just from his like ruined body from this explosion, you can see that same image that you saw in the cognitive realm just beginning to like kind of sprout itself up, sort of attached to what used to be his body, as a now large, massive, snapping and forming tentacles, it's writhing its way towards you.
Can I pour a ludicrous amount of harmony energy into all these, like, blood monsters that he's accidentally making?
Ooh, yeah, you can do that. Yeah, I love that.
Whether it implodes them or converts them, I'm cool with either option.
Yep. No, that's cool.
And you said Mal was kind of like pulled away?
Yeah, basically you just got grabbed by all these monsters and drug off your feet into like, basically what you're experiencing right now feels like you're getting flushed down a toilet of bodies. You know what I mean?
So am I like just out of commission right now? Am I out of the fight? Or
You can try to do things. No, you're not like dead immediately.
Okay.
Okay, hang on. What does Chaos look like in the physical realm?
Like a giant mess of arms and tentacles that keep like growing and snapping off and reforming, like a shifting and growing mass of body, basically.
In the physical world, I thought it was just the guy.
He's bleeding over.
When he exploded, he split in half, and like that in the cognitive realm version of him started spilling out of the ruined, like his ruined body.
Okay.
I think the most horrifying part is like the cognitive realm version is bigger. So him just spilling out is just this horrific, monstrous creature pulling out of a teeny tiny living space.
It's bigger on the inside.
Yup. That's basically exactly what you're seeing.
Okay. So Vi turns around to respond to Mal. realizes that he is being sucked back into this chaos thing. She reaches out to grab him and goes, Mal, no! But then when he is, I assume she can't get to him. And when she can't, she's going to turn around and keep firing at Chaos.
No, this is a choice that you're making. You can try to get to Mal, or you can keep shooting at Chaos, but you cannot do both. He's not like God. It's not like he vanishes. He is like in oppressive bodies, and you can like try to free him from that, or you can turn around and keep shooting at Chaos.
Yeah, I think what Mandy was saying was she thought it wasn't. I thought she didn't have a choice, that she couldn't reach Mal, but you're saying she has a chance to try?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
I think in the state that she's in, she would just keep going after Chaos.
Okay, no, that's fine.
And Mal is going to try to, like, hack and slash and struggle his way to try to get free.
I am going to take a camaraderie point.
I was going to slash at him with my axe, and I got a 4, so I'm...
7.
And that was, like, a 7 with stuff.
Yes.
That was, like, a 7 with camaraderie. All right.
Yes.
And, Vika, what did you roll?
I rolled a 9.
Can I pretend that I didn't roll? That I just, like, kind of am out of the round for this turn? I rolled a 5.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine.
It sucks switching from ranged to melee, because melee is not what I'm good at. I'm not bad at it, but I'm not nearly as good at it. So when I roll a 4 on the dice... I can't magically get a 7 with my 3 cool.
Same.
You say that as I catered my entire character to be towards weird, and Cody's like, none of your weird powers work for this entire arc.
It was meant to make everyone feel uncomfortable.
Like, we'll go from having a +3 on everything to being like, how do I hold a pencil?
Malcolm, you're swept off your feet and are just, you basically just have the sensation of being pummeled as you feel yourself, like, slipping into unconsciousness. Meanwhile, Vika, that double vision that you were experiencing lapses as Malcolm is drug away from you into this press. You turn and see Sully drop to his feet and sink his hands into, like, the shifting flesh of this room. And I guess, Zach, what do you imagine this looks like?
I think just, like, a wave of... gold, like gold dust, like pooling out, like, you know, you drop a pebble in a pond, like it just like ripples out from me.
All right, so you do this and you see the floor kind of start to almost peel away and evaporate in flakes, like this press around Malcolm kind of starts to visibly shrink. Chaos spins around and looks at you. The like mouth of his body that is now just kind of limply held on one appendage that's like bouncing around almost like a puppet begins to speak.
It doesn't matter what you do here. I have the entire planet surrounded. Kill this vessel and more will arise.
He says this as he knocks Gila's sword aside, and Sully, you see as your arms are sunk into Chaos, like Gila get knocked backwards, her sword open, as one of the like mini bony and slimed appendages of Chaos whips towards her. And you like, no, like, oh great, this is really bad. I can't get to her in time. My arms are stuck, right? And right before the hit lands, you see a piratey cutlass flash out and cut the arm loose. And a familiar-looking figure steps out of a portal to the to Chaos's realm with one glowing eye. Lucy, no longer in his power armor, is back to defend Gila.
Yay!
Thank Harmony.
Gila, I believe this is a time for you to retreat. I think you are about to die.
Lucy begins hacking at the arms of Chaos that are trying to whip out towards you as the room like begins to slowly peel away, like this dark and dingy and like stinking, festering room. that all of you have been sitting in slowly melts away as chaos is still just shrieking,
"Doesn't matter! Doesn't matter! You can't stop all of me! There's still more!"
As, Vika, you line up your final shot and blast the mouth off of chaos, and you see this avatar of chaos beginning to disintegrate and peel away as all of you look up to the sky and see, instead of fleets of chaos-tainted ships, rather the familiar vessels of the Guild of Commerce, piratey vessels of the Galactic Alliance, and like whatever outlaws and keepers are left, all slowly descending their way down to the surface of Avis, having won the battle above. You can see in Chaos's eyes as his body is slowly melting away the shock, as he had assumed the battle above was surely won already.
Can I still see him in the cognitive realm?
No, not really. You would just see him like folding in on himself and falling apart, like sloughing off like dead leaves and disintegrating on the ground. This form of chaos is like fully dead.
Yeah, yeah, no, I didn't know if it was like a retreat thing or if he was dying, so.
Make me an investigation check.
Well, based on the lore of this universe, chaos can't die, kind of how Harmony can't die. It's just the vessel has died, and now chaos retreats to find a new vessel eventually in 1,000 or so years.
I got a 12.
Well, basically, frickin' Vinny over here just DMing for me.
You established that before. Like,
I did. I did.
That, like, neither force can really truly defeat the other. It's just who's in power at any one time.
No. It's not a wrong answer. You see chaos. Yes, this version of chaos dying. This vessel falling apart. As you can see, like the influences of chaos sinking into the very surface of Avis.
Can I put a Harmony bomb on him? So what I wanted to do is, I know I can't kill him, but I want him to, like, take a piece of Harmony with him, so it just, like, is, like, just a little nagging thing that, like a bone spur that makes it harder for him to form a new vessel.
Yeah, actually go ahead and try to do that.
12.
Perfect. Well, you changed the epilogue of the game that I wrote out ahead of time, so thank you for that.
I assume I'm no longer surrounded by chaos?
No, that all melted away from you.
So Vika shut off the vessel's mouth, and mm-hmm. then the stuff in the physical realm just kind of like shrunk backward into...
Yeah, there's like nothing left of that. Yeah, yeah.
Sully, you made a bomb!
And Gyla, you look like all 27 pieces of a bomb that has since exploded.
I'm so proud of you!
I don't want to talk about it.
And Lucy, come here! She like limps over to him and wraps him in a bear hug.
You should not. I appreciate the hug. It's the first time my physical body has been held. It's very nice, but you are dying. It's bad.
Yeah, I did just get a lot of blood on you, but you came back.
I did. As it happens, my eye got real weird, and then killing them was much easier. And then I simply just was back. And you seemed to need assistance.
So as soon as chaos fell, Vi dropped her gun and ran over to Mal, like grabbed at his arms and like helped him up and is like, "Oh my God, Mal, I'm so sorry. Are you okay?"
Yeah.
The real answer is no.
Am I conscious, for one?
Yeah, you're conscious, but I mean, you're as dead as Gyla is.
I'm alive. I think that's about as... I think that's all we can really ask for right now, but... did we do it?
I think so. He seems to be gone here.
We did it as much as we can. He is going to be gone for a while, but just like I can't die, neither can he.
By I, you mean Harmony, right?
I don't know where Harmony ends and I begin. And I'm not meaning that in a weird way. I just don't know how divested from this power I am.
That's fair. Well, it sounds like we got plenty of time to figure it out. Am I right?
I think we do. Are Camilla and Ivana alive?
All right, if you're getting to the point where you want to wander around and talk to people, it's epilogue time.
Okay.
There's going to be a real epilogue episode. This is the epilogue that is for me to write, not for you guys to talk about. So buckle in. There's going to be some reading here.
After the battle is over, there is no great ceremony, no medals or applause. Avis has never been through so much turmoil. The chaotic planet has suddenly been given a purpose, repairing ships, finding survivors, and sheltering guests from all over the galaxy. All the while, calm cooperation is spread by the Friends of the Honor, working tirelessly to reorder a fractured galaxy. Ships from every faction come and go from Avis, and progress is not instant. The Inquisition still thirsts for combat, but the no longer lay magistrate Norn is working on finding outlets for their violence with the help of a disgraced Galactic Alliance commander and an Inquisition pirate. The United Colonies have become mostly absent as they make the long journey back to Roke with the Wayfarers to try to fix their broken home. But right after the dust settles and chaos melts away, there is just a meal. Lucy set up a makeshift kitchen in the remains of the Interstellar Council chambers and fed who he could. Ivana sat leaning against the soft fur of Camilla, both of them giving quiet orders to anyone that came by needing direction. Meanwhile, the silence was punctuated by Marilla and Alistair alternating between arguing, fighting, and telling crude jokes to make their crew laugh. Waylon just sits holding a cup of coffee and some simple flatbread, slowly eating and drinking. Outlaws, pirates, faction officers, and political leaders all sit and stand together, having quiet conversations, their occasional bouts of tears or laughter, but mostly there is peace. Where would all of you like to be in this scene?
Sully wants Gyla to be in the medical bay.
Gyla is bandaged up. She has like a sling and another sling. She has the standard action movie thing where she has an arm that's been bandaged up and is now in a sling. I'm not necessarily sure that's the arm that was hurt, but since this is an action movie thing, of course you have to have a bandaged arm in a sling.
Yeah, so she's got her arm in a sling, and which she's precariously balancing some soup, a bowl of soup in one hand, and dipping some flatbread into it with the other.
I was very concerned you're gonna say she was balancing some bombs. I'm like, why?
No. No.
She's like actively working with a bomb. She's had a screwdriver in her mouth as she's like trying to like finagle a bomb together.
Right. No, I want to be sitting and eating with my crew.
Are we all sitting together or are we all like in different
areas? That's what I want. But if you guys want to be doing something else, that's okay.
You can all be sitting together. That's cool.
I don't want to make decisions for other people, but that's the scene I picture.
I'm totally cool with the crew sitting together. Vi is sitting by Mal and she's definitely fussing over him. Like when he needs...
Making sure he doesn't use his sling arm too much.
Yeah, making sure he doesn't use his sling arm and like trying to like if he needs something, going and like getting it so he doesn't have to get up.
I think Sully is just kind of like, he has like the soup in front of him, but he's just kind of like enjoying like the harmony around him. Like, this is, like, a fulfillment of a purpose he took on that he did not fully understand coming to fruition.
Yeah. And I think we're sitting with Lucy and Gyla's, like, and then all of the... There was, like, double vision where we could see in the cognitive realm, but also in the physical realm, and there were the tentacle things, and the ground was tentacles, and she's, like, relating all this to him.
I was there, and I also have the double vision. Fortunately, I am used to it. I used to be able to see three different things. I had infrared, and I could see sound. And then, of course, there were the X-rays.
You could see sound?
Of course, we had the best technology. I do feel a little bit like I've lost half of my senses.
Could you see sound when you were on the Honor?
For the first time, you notice Lucy blushing as he just awkwardly kicks his feet and goes, "The flatbread is quite excellent, is it not?"
I told you we should have been quieter.
All right. Anyone else want to establish anything else?
So while they're having this dinner and Vi is fussing over Mal, Mal is like trying to be stubborn, but eventually just gives in and lets her do what she wants to do. Like he's like a couple times he tries to get up to go do something and she just doesn't let him. So he just kind of like resigns himself. Like, all right, I guess I'll let myself be taken care of right now.
This meal is a historic moment.
It's our freaking shawarma scene.
Well, yeah, it is. But it's one of those things that years later is written about like some kind of Thanksgiving. This is supposedly yes. where treaties were signed and new alliances were forged. This was the first time the galaxy came together finally and broke bread together. But the reality is, yeah, it was far more of a shawarma scene. It was a quiet meal between people that had suffered huge amounts of mental and physical anguish, and this was just a moment where they could sit down and have a quiet meal.
But it'll all be known galactically as Harmony Day.
Time passes. Avis and the Interstellar Council returns to what it was always meant to be, the center of cooperation in the galaxy. But far beneath the city, in a dark chamber, you see a familiar face. Truth stands staring at the ceiling, surrounded by a crowd of people dressed in black robes. He is lit only by candlelight and still preaching. "We all know that chaos is truth. This was just a minor setback, but it's only a matter of time. Soon the galaxy will again return to turmoil. Rejoice, followers. Chaos is inevitable." He stares straight up, crying black from one eye and gold from the other. We hope you enjoyed this latest episode of Outlaws Wanted. Music for this show is from danosongs.com, audionautics.com, zapsplat.com, and in the public domain. If you like this show, you can check out more of our actual play podcasts at the Wandering Gamer Network's website or on Podbean. You can also interact with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We also post Let's Play videos under our YouTube channel, the Wandering Gamer Network, and on Twitch, we can be found at wandering_gamers. Now remember,
it's not the outlaw that makes trouble. It's trouble that makes the outlaw.